Perfectly Imperfect. Hi, welcome to Perfectly Imperfect. My name's Ruth Aria. This week we're going to be speaking with an amazing artist. She's absolutely everywhere. We love her work. Sue Jo Wright. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me here. This is really exciting to be chatting with you today.
Thank you so much. So for those of you who haven't met Sue, Sue is a deaf artist, and so the voice that you're hearing is actually the voice of her interpreter, who we're very grateful to have with us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm the interpreter, and my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Thank you so much for joining us. So, Sue has been working on photography, video, textiles, different mediums, and I'm going to be asking her about that, about her practice, and also how her deafness impacts and influences that practice. So, Sue, when did you first learn to express through art?
Well, this is a really good question. So, it took a while for me to find my expression. I was quite closed off when I was younger. You know, my mother had rubella when she was pregnant with me, and that's how I became deaf. And so when I was born and growing up, there were a lot of barriers that I had to overcome with school and education and communicating with the world. When I started studying visual art, and they taught me, you know, not what looked good, but how to express. And that the art becomes better with expression and to how to let it out through your artwork. You know, through the teachers and asking me questions and writing in diaries and creating mind maps, the different avenues that I could go down and the different avenues that involved me. And then later I was able to develop my personal type of art. You know, if I liked photography or filming or textiles and sewing, that was really good to start with that. And it felt like therapy for me. And I felt that, you know, maybe that I could make art like that as well. For example, with my photography or with my stitching, my identity is so closely linked with my hands. So I felt a connection, my deaf identity, my hands, my communication.
Can I ask roughly about what age it was that you started to look into art? So I know you said school. Would that have been primary school or high school?
Well, that's a really good question as well. So in high school, I didn't have an interpreter with me. I loved visual art, but I just really didn't get it because I was trying to lip read and trying to work out what the teacher was trying to explain. But it wasn't until I was linked with an Auslan mentor. Her name is Dani Wright, and she is deaf herself. And she started to lead art tours at the Gallery of New South Wales. And that was maybe 10 years ago, I think, around that time, possibly before that. And so then I got to watch how she explained art through Auslan, through her hands. And I realized that it was what I wanted to study for myself. Yeah. So at that point, I was interested in photography, but I wanted to broaden my knowledge. So I went to St. George TAFE. And I studied art in Kogra. And so that's where it first began.
Amazing. And, you know, it's really interesting to me, like a little miracle of serendipity, that you share the same surname as your mentor.
Yeah, we do have the same last name. She's now my sister-in-law.
Oh, that's such a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing. So now I wanted to ask what you're working on at the moment. So I know you mentioned the gloves piece. Is that something that's finished or something that you've just started?
So it's slowly, I'm doing a lot of research and I'm just making sure that I've got the time to gather up as much as I can. I want the right gloves for the light. So having a sheer glove, which flows easily. I don't want like a heavy glove. So I've been going to many shops, collecting all the gloves that I need. And it's going to be quite a big installation. So it's a slow process. But I've already got the idea. I know exactly what I want. I want it to be worthwhile and powerful. And I want to show what hands mean.
Fantastic. And did you journal this idea into being? Or is it literally as you're creating the piece, the ideas are coming?
No, I journaled it. I wrote it all down. My research. I looked at different artworks and artists. So with visual art, studying is the same. It's a lot of research. So I've written it all down and journaled it.
I can say that I understand what you mean, because I did not only 3-unit art at high school, which was considered a bit odd, but also art studies at university. So I really relate to what you're saying about that whole process. So we worked on a piece together, and I was really proud of what we came up with. And I thought that it was such a beautiful thing to be able to work with someone who sees so clearly and sees in a way that perhaps, you know, other people might miss with being distracted by a lot of auditory things. And for myself, my strength is sound, song, and hearing. And so for me, my strength and your perception and vision and motion, the beautiful way that you dance with your hands, and we created something together, I felt really blessed to be able to work with you, and I felt that what we created together was a strong piece. Can you tell me how you felt when we were working together on that piece?
Yeah, so I felt that it was really special working with you, because with our communication, it was a lot of miming and gesturing, and we became a partnership together. So you're in the hearing world, I'm in the deaf world, and being able to merge those two, your movements and my movements and the storytelling, I think that that was what was really special. Like, it doesn't matter if you're deaf. It doesn't matter your differences. You can find a middle that you can work it out from. So we have a script and a story, and, you know, we've worked out and negotiated what's a better way, and it just fits. You know, and I was the same as you. As I was watching the video, I thought, this is incredible. This is so beautiful. And so our partnership was incredible. It was a great partnership.
Thank you, Sue. And I can't wait to work with you again in future. So to describe the work that Sue and I did together, it was myself singing background audio a cappella, so without any music of any kind, just voice. And then what we did was Sue and I danced. At times it was separate, so Sue would dance and then I would mirror her. And for me, that was super easy because I could hear the sound of the music. But to watch Sue move and me move in unison and dancing with that song line in the background together, we were really just following. It was like in an acting class when you learn how to mime and how to mimic and how to mirror people. And that conversation that we were having in the dance was really fluid. There was something really beautiful about the fact that Sue and I are completely different physically, and yet we were moving in a similar kind of way. It was almost like the wind was blowing us. Yeah. So from your perspective, when we were filming that, what, if anything, could you discern of the sound? Or were you just mirroring me as I was mirroring your movement?
No, I can't hear anything. I'm completely deaf. So the script and the song, so I have to ask a lot of questions about that, because the English is very different, and trying to read it and trying to guess what the English script means and what the song means. I don't think that I could feel anything, not in the ground in the way of vibrations. So the facilitator between us was trying to help me and asking me, what do you think this script means? What do you think the song means? And I said that I think that the song means it's a sad song. Is that a sad song, right? And it's really slow. Yeah, kind of. For me, having a look at the words, I was thinking, how do I translate this into Auslan? How do I express this? And so the facilitator was saying, what do you think is right or wrong? And have a look at it from the deaf perspective. And so that's what it meant to me as a deaf person. So translating into Auslan, it's not about the words, it's about what they were trying to explain.
Yes. So a lot of people don't realize that Auslan is actually not a word for word. So it's not in the sense of an exact one word in Auslan or a hand motion in Auslan is not a word in English. It's actually a totally different language, separate language, and they are different.
You know, before, when I used to wear hearing aids, and now I've just gotten rid of them. So yes, I miss the sound of music. Like, I do miss it sometimes, but I've stopped wearing hearing aids about 10 or 15 years ago. I love the silence. I feel like I don't miss music anymore. I just love the quiet.
And can I say, that brings me to a piece that I've seen you had done, which was just so poignant and so strong, where you had placed hearing aid batteries over a period of months and maybe a year or longer. Perhaps you can clarify that for me.
Oh, that photo. Yes, yes, yes. It was powerful because the cost of having hearing aids, people had never really thought about it. And, you know, not really thinking about the extra effort that deaf people have to go through just to be able to hear. And so, you know, for us, being able to hear is not free. And so showing it up really opened up people's minds. And so having a look at the photo and seeing the cost of it.
And that is so true. I think for everyone who has any form of disability, as we all do here on this show, we all have, and that's such an interesting thing to raise, expenses involved with trying to normalize our experience in society.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly. Want me to talk about the exhibition coming up? Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah.
So Ruth and I are very excited to announce a group exhibition. It's called Art, Identity, Environment. And the group that we are working with is Emerge 19. So it's happening on the 29th of April to the 11th of May. So please all save the date in your calendar and we're going to be excited to see you there.
So we'd love to see you all there. Opening night is Thursday the 29th of April from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at ArtSpace, the Hub in Seven Hills. Meet Sue Jo Wright. She's been an absolute joy and a treasure to speak with. We love your work. God bless you, Sue.
Thank you. Thank you very much.